oral communications must be limited to matters within the Commission's authority, generally referred to as within the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the Arts Commission agenda. Use the Show Captions button to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matters not on the agenda or presentation items must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communications. Comments on agenda items must be submitted prior to the time I close the public hearing on the agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for public comments for the agenda item, which will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and on the Arts Commission meeting agenda. Please join me in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we conduct the roll call, staff, do we? I have an announcement that I would like to make. I would like to welcome our two new commissioners, Christina Wright and Maria Tichenko. Okay, my apologies. I would also like to welcome Charles C. Chang, the City Council Liaison to the Arts Commission. Recording officer, may we have the roll call?
Chair Byth?
Present.
Vice Chair Philly?
Present.
Commissioner Wright?
Present.
Commissioner Kaufman?
Present.
Commissioner Tichenko?
Present.
We have five commissioners present.
Thank you. Now we are going to move on to agenda item 25-0680, Arts and Humanities Month Project Update. Is there a staff presentation?
Yes, there is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Kristen Dance. I am with the Department of Library and Recreation Services in the Public Art Unit. So National Arts and Humanities Month was established in 1933 and is celebrated every October. It was initiated to encourage Americans to explore new facets of the arts and humanities in their lives and to begin a lifelong habit of participation in the arts and humanities. So each year, the Arts Commission leads a project in celebration. It started in 2022 when we did our first project, Yarn in the Park at Washington Park. And in 2023 and 2024, we kind of continued that tradition with Art in the Park, doing canvases rather than yarn projects. And earlier this year, the commission expressed an interest in changing up the project, and we explored a number of ideas at that time. So back in March, the commission selected a written word type of celebration. It would be a single day of poetry or written word performances at the new amphitheater. However, in July, staff opted to defer the idea until 2026 in order to provide more time for planning for this type of event. In particular, we still needed some more time to kind of work out the process for using the amphitheater. It's still under review. We needed more time to work with the schools in order to have the schools kind of supporting us. We really need to contact them prior to them getting out of school in June. We also have pretty low staffing levels right now within Recreation Services. And the public art team has a lot of really large projects going on at the same time. So we're kind of thinking that for this year, we need to defer it, something new, and we will instead go ahead and do another round of Art in the Park with the canvases, because we already have that template. We already kind of know what we need to do to make that happen. And so I actually, we've already gone ahead and kind of done the flyers, which I'm happy to pass around. These are still kind of in draft form, so don't hand them out just yet. Thank you. But after I wanted to give tonight's presentation, the flyer actually outlines a little bit more about how it's going to be run, especially because we have two new commissioners who haven't really been a part of it in the past. But it's really meant to invite Sunnyvale residents to participate, 13 and over. It can be groups, so you could work on it as a group, or you could work on as an individual. It's not so much meant to be, I mean, it is an exhibit, but it's not a formal exhibit. So it's really meant to be hanging out in the playground where, you know, people using the park can go by and see it. And we're going to use the same theme as last year because it was a lot of fun to see what people picked. So we're asking them to tell us about their favorite place in Sunnyvale. And actually, let me go to the next slide. And so this was one of them from last year. And this was the woman who turned it in said her favorite place in Sunnyvale was her front yard. And so that's her neighbor's garage with their old Volkswagen sitting in the driveway. So there were a lot of creative things, and there's a lot of different things represented here in Sunnyvale. So it's a great theme to continue on. And we will, you know, anybody that wants to be involved with the installation, we definitely need help getting the word out so we can get as many as possible. Right now we're saying we're limiting it to the first 18 people that apply. But the reality of it is we can take everybody that applies. We just have to get more canvas, and we would just have to it would just be more to install it all. And we might, if we had enough, we might be able to take it to two parks or expand it to two fences in different areas of the city. So that concludes my staff report. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. There is no vote on this tonight. It's really just informational. It is what it is.
Yes, I have a question. So presumably they're going to be limit of 18. Do you have the stats about last year, like when 23, 24, you have the canvases too? What's the limit? What was the limit or the number of artwork?
We had the limit at 18, but we really, like I said, what we figured out through the years is that it's now that we kind of know what we're doing and know what to expect and know how to prepare the canvases and how to install them. It's really 18. We don't even have to limit it to that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what help do you need from us?
Well, if you want to come out the day we're putting them in the park. I really need help getting the word out so that people can. I don't remember who did it last year, but we also have to prepare the canvases. I buy it prepared, like pre-primed. But then we put grommets on it so that we have a way to hang them. Yeah. And then just keep telling people to go visit.
So would you then let us know how we can pick up flyers if we want to distribute flyers and just send us an email as to what you needed when?
Yes.
Okay, great.
By the beginning of next week, we'll have it all finalized for you. And I will either I'll have some available at the senior center front counter to come by and pick up. I can also mail some out.
Okay.
Just, you know, to mail from Sunnyvale to Sunnyvale could take a week. So.
Okay. So for our new commissioners, it's typical for us as arts commissioners to help with this event as well as Hands on the Arts, which you'll learn more about. And that happens every May. Okay.
And we'll be going back and discussing that starting probably, I think we have it on the agenda in January or February of next year.
Yeah.
To start talking about projects for Hands on the Arts.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody have any other comments or questions? Oh. Vice Chair Philly?
Would you share with us the large art projects that staff is working on?
Oh boy. Yes. You know me, I love to talk about this stuff. So yeah, so at any given time, we always have art and private development projects. And I think I have about 15 of them going right now. They're all in different phases. Some of them are just starting with getting their entitlements and their permitting. Others are just finishing up. They're about to install. Some are still in the design phase, but 15 projects basically at any given time during the year. So that's one of the projects, which is the private development stuff. Then we have our Art in Public Places program and our municipal projects. So we have several projects going on. We are in contract with four artists for Corn Palace right now. So they're getting ready to start fabrication. We at Lakewood Library, we are in fabrication for the large sculpture, and the muralists we're getting in contract with them right now also. I just started working on Fire Station 2, which is across from the Lowe's. That will be remodeled. We have Lakewood Park will be remodeled. It's Community Grounds. The Civic Center Community Grounds, Community Center Grounds are currently under renovation, and they will have a public art component. And then also Plaza del Sol. So that's a lot of big projects all at once. Oh, and then we're still finishing off the rotating art project here. We're getting ready to pour the cement slab for that. And then we've wound up, or you know, kind of finished up all of the suns for the time being, but there's always little things to do in terms of those. We're always changing out the exhibits at the senior center, and we're still working. I have two more high schools that have five or six boxes, utility boxes to paint. So we're still working on that aspect of it too. And those last three things I talked about are the community projects that we do, where we develop them and based off what everybody's asking for, and we do a lot of surveying and that kind of thing. So.
The fire station art, have you selected what the art will be? Will that come to us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Any of the municipal construction projects comes to the commission. As you know, for art and private development, the commission generally has the final vote, unless during the approval processes with council for the actual construction of the projects, if they ask to see the artwork, then they would have the final approval. So that was the case for City Line, because it was such a big project and they were doing so many works of art over a long period of time, and because it was downtown. All of the municipal construction, as well as all of the community projects, will come through the Arts Commission.
Mm-hmm. Will we be rotating the artwork here in this building? I think when we first identified those pieces, I thought that they were going to alternate between floors.
They have the capability of doing that, but realistically, they haven't even really been up for more than a year or 2 years. When did we open?
It was
this building. March 23. So 2 years. Yeah. So when we originally talked about it, we talked about the possibility of moving them every 2 years. We don't have any plans of doing that at this moment, but that's certainly something we can keep in the mix.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions of Kristen? Oh, thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
So now it's the public's opportunity to address the commission on topics not listed on tonight's agenda. Recording officer, do we have anyone wishing to speak either in person or remote?
No, we do not.
Thank you. I will go ahead and close oral communications. And I will now open the public comment on the consent calendar. Do we have anyone wishing to speak on the consent calendar?
No, we do not.
Thank you. And now I will ask for a vote from my colleagues on the consent calendar. Would anyone like to make a motion and then we will vote?
I can make a motion. Making a motion.
Okay. To vote.
To accept the,
to accept the consent.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I'm making a motion to accept the consent form.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Recording officer, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Wright? Vice Chair Philly?
Yes.
Commissioner Kaufman?
Yes.
Commissioner Tikhachenko?
Yes.
Chair Byeth?
Approve.
The motion passes with 5.
So now I will move on to our next item, which is 25-0802. We are going to choose both a chair and a vice chair for the coming year. And I am going to rely on staff to help with this, please.
Yeah, you got it. All right. So I'm going to read off procedures for this. So I have a nice little script here, so I don't mess things up, and I declare all the right policies and chapters and articles. The selection of the chair and vice chair is outlined in Administrative Policy Chapter 1, Article 15, Boards and Commissions. The chair will open the floor for nominations of the office of chair. Any member may say, "I nominate," to nominate another member. Members are not permitted to nominate themselves for the role of chair or vice chair. No second is necessary for nominations. A member is not permitted to nominate more than one individual for either chair or vice chair. The nominated member will need to accept or decline the nomination. You will repeat these steps until there are no further nominations for chair. If there is only one nomination, the chair shall declare that individual to be elected by general consent. If there are more than one nomination for chair, nominees will be voted upon in the order taken. Each commissioner can only vote to support one of the nominees. If the first nomination receives the necessary majority vote, the member is elected. There will be no need to conduct a vote on any additional nominations. The commission will then repeat the process for the office of vice chair. I'm available for any questions if you have any.
No one has any questions?
I have a question. Do the members can like express the interest in being the chair or vice chair, or it's considered like kind of voting for themselves? I mean, being proactive, is it?
You can express an interest.
Any other questions? Anything else that you want to add before we proceed? No? Okay.
Nope, all yours.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this item. Do we have anyone wishing to comment?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you. Then I will close public comment. So I am now going to open the nominations for the office of chair. Are there any nominations for this position?
I would like to nominate Agnes Veith as chair.
Thank you. I would accept that nomination. Are there any other nominations for chair? Well, it's my understanding if no one else wants to nominate, then here I am. That is correct, right? Okay.
That is correct. Oh. Congratulations. By general consent, it is yours.
Thank you. And now we will do the same thing for vice chair. Do I have any nominations for vice chair? I would like to nominate Kat Philly.
I will accept that nomination.
Do I have any other nominations for vice chair in addition to Kat? Well, looks like the fearsome twosome is it again. Okay, that's it. Thank you. And for those new commissioners, we will be holding these positions for a year and then we will vote again next year. Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, so now we are moving on to our next agenda item, and this portion of the agenda is for oral reports and announcements that commissioners and staff would like to share. Does anyone have anything to share at this point?
I think we want to do the...
Oh, I'm sorry, the ethics. Oh, I knew there was something I was forgetting. Are you sure you don't want to retract your nomination for me? You can certainly do that if you want. Now's your chance. Okay, so now what we need to do is we need to affirm that we have actually read the ethics policy, because as commissioners, we need to confirm that we will abide by the ethics noted for city staff and for commissioners. So has everyone had a chance to read the policy? So it's my understanding we can verbally affirm that we have read it and it will agree to it. Do you want to take a roll call on that?
Yes. Commissioner Kaufman.
Yes.
Commissioner Tikhachenko.
Yes.
Chair Bythe.
Yes.
Commissioner Wright.
Yes.
Vice Chair Philly.
Yes.
The motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. So now I can move on. Okay. Does anyone have any oral reports or announcements that you would like to make either as commissioners or staff at this time in our meeting?
I have one more quick announcement.
Please. And
that is that we are going to be recruiting for public art jurors. So if you know anyone who might be interested in doing that, you can get them in touch with us or send them to the website. The application won't be open until next week. Or actually, it'll be open tomorrow. I can open it tomorrow. So they could go to the website and look for the application.
Okay.
But we need help with our juries, because as we talked about earlier, lots of large projects. So we need anywhere from, we usually invite 8 to 12 jurors per project.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and you don't need to have any experience, just an interest in arts, an interest in the community, and willing to put in somewhere between 3 and 10 hours per project.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to share comments? Vice Chair Philly?
So to Kristen's point, I would recommend that if you do know of anybody, even if they don't have a love for the arts, it's a great opportunity for them to be involved. I had the opportunity to do it, and it was, not only was it fun looking at all the pieces that we were talking about, but be able to go through it. So I would definitely recommend it. And then I just wanted to welcome both of you to the commission. I'm very, as I'm sure we all are very excited to have you aboard, and welcome your input and ask any questions that you want. So Agnes is very nice and accommodating. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. Oh, Commissioner Hoffman.
Where did you say that you were going to, where this was going to be posted?
Guess I don't have to yell. It'll be posted on the city website. It probably won't post on the website until Monday. Although the application is, will be open. So if you want to send anybody directly to me, you can, and I can talk them through it. Otherwise, just ask them to check on Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Last call.
Yeah, just wanted us to say welcome to the new commissioners. Tonight's the first night. And then also a congratulations to our newly selected, but not new to us, chair and vice chair. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, this is really last call, everybody. Certainly.
I just want to say thank you so much for the warm welcome. It's really wonderful to be here.
Thank you. Journal seats here now.
Okay, I'm going to say thank you too. And I'm super excited if you need any help. Super excited.
Yay. So Councilmember Chang, is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations. I'm really excited that the two new members on. Sorry, I had to miss in person our first meeting. I was feeling a little under the weather today and thought I probably shouldn't go in. But yeah, excited to be with you all for the next 6 months. Excited to see what you all work on.
Thank you and welcome. And feel better. And thank you for not sharing your germs. All right, this is really it. This is the third last call. Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 7:27, and I want to thank everyone for your participation. Good night.